Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 14 March 2023. Welcome to tonight's program. Going to bring up a guest in a few minutes. We're going to talk to Doug Thornton. Been on the program, I think, once before, a month or a little bit of a month ago. We'll discuss a lot of things here tonight that you want to keep tuned, folks. You don't want to miss this. And tomorrow night, we're going to bring Jamie Walton back up. Jamie Walton was at the Capitol on January 6th, right in the thick of things. And with all the exposure coming out now, with all the videos that's been released, I think we'll have a lot of information shared tomorrow night with you. So don't miss tomorrow night either. But tonight, I have a prayer request, actually a couple of them, but one of them for sure. Our brother Daryl in PA, he calls the program quite often. Y'all know who Daryl is. He's paralyzed on the right side and getting so he can hardly do anything, even roll over in bed. Daryl is not in the best of shape right now. And Daryl's been with this ministry now more years than I can remember. And he's been faithful all the way through. So keep Daryl in your prayers. You pray warriors, please. Ask our Father, if according to his will and his great glory and his sovereign will, would he touch Daryl and give him some release on his right side that he can go ahead and do what he tries to do? He types articles and he does a good job on them, really does. But it takes him forever to do that with his right hand because he hits 3 or 4 keys at once. And I can understand being frustrated. I certainly can. So keep Daryl in your prayers. Your prayer warriors all around the world. Please keep Daryl in prayer. That's very important. Don't forget this weekend, Lord willing, we're going to have church, going to Bible study. Starts 10:30 a.m. Saturday morning. You can go to our website, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream, and there will be. And if you don't have a computer, you can listen on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. I'm going to do a lesson this weekend entitled Ignoring the Plumb Line. Ignoring the Plumb Line. You might want to catch it. If you can catch it at all, you might want to try to catch that. And don't forget, we're still offering the book, The Grand Design Exposed. 400 and some pages, folks, something that you really need to read. And it's out of here for $12. I had to raise it from 10 to 12 because postage has went up that much in the last few months. It's unbelievable how much postage keeps increasing. So The Grand Design Exposed and the 20-page document on food control, I guess you could say. It's the control, the funding, the control grid, the food framework, 20 pages. And once you're reading those 20 pages, you will see happening today, literally happening today, of the last year and a half. You can see it very clearly, folks. This was planned a long time ago. $5 cover postage. So I'm asking. The same thing for the article on the truth about Easter. It's very, very pagan's holiday. Had nothing to do with Christ at all. If you want to see the truth of it, same thing. $5 for a postage, get right out to you. and make copies for your friends and family. Share all you can. And when you call, don't forget to tell Lisa that you want a catalog. Okay? You want a catalog. We'll send it to you free. Just say, I want a catalog. We'll send it right out to you. They're not very big, folks. We don't carry a lot of products here. Wish we could, but this we don't run it like a business because we don't have enough, well, room for one thing and the staff for something else. But if you want a catalog, you just call at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. One more thing I want to make an announcement of before we get any further in the program. You folks have heard Mike Mugan on the program trying to take care of an orphanage take care of some children on basically nothing. Well, you know, last month we were blessed to help him out a little bit. We raised about $1,500, was feeding him for over a month, and sent over to him. And he did send pictures and different things of the receipts where he bought the food and the children unloading the food. Well, I got an email this morning from Margaret, who's a caregiver, a caretaker over the place, second in command under Mike. And he said, my name is Margaret, the second caretaker who helps make Mike at the orphanage. I'm sorry to write you, but I would like to inform you that Mike got an accident and he is admitted in the hospital on critical condition. I tried to get some help, but I failed. Sir, we have been asked to pay $400, but I have so far $100, and I'm looking for $300 so that he gets treatment. And I therefore kindly ask you, sir, to help say Mike, help me. The kids and Mike to get treatment. I in person can't manage the kids. You are his savior. Blow, you know, he sent photos of Mike in the hospital. And I answered back to her, and I said, she answered back, what happened? Mike had taken Hassan for a monthly HIV medication. This is the boy in the home who is positive, but he had to leave him and rush back home. Unfortunately, the taxi got an accident. She sent a picture of the taxi also. But they have told me to buy medicine to put on him, but I don't have the money to. Also, they haven't attended on him since because we need to get the medicine. That's why I texted you to help. Now, I don't know, folks, all the ins and outs of this, but I will tell you this. If you felt, I wish I had, we don't have $300 spare right now. That's the truth. We just don't have it. If you want to help, if you go to our website, PastorButch.com, you'll see Donor Box, D-O-N-O-R, Donor Box on the site. If you donate through Donor Box and put on your email that comes to me, what it's for, whether money to him, but no later than Thursday. If he goes in tonight on Donor Box, we'll get it to him no later than Thursday. I have to send it, I have to tell my bookkeeper that pays our bills, or my daughter-in-law, to please pay it, and she'll get it she sends it to him directly to them over their PayPal, whatever, too. So if you want to help, you can help us raise about $300 to get him some medicine, then please feel free to do so by going to the website, PastorButch.com. Click on Donor Box and donate what you can, 10, 15, 20, whatever you can do. Help us raise $300 for Mike to get him better back to the children, okay? Now, as I said, our guest tonight is Doug Thornton. I had him on about a month and a half ago. We discussed a lot of things. One thing we discussed for sure is preparation to take care of ourselves, folks, physically. And I'll say this, and then we're going to get on some other topics. If you're not ready, now especially men, but women too, if you're not ready to defend your family, and I mean ready, I don't mean saying, well, I got everything I need. I mean knowing how to use it, when to use it. If you don't know how to do that, then you need to take a class because I do believe things will get really nasty real soon. We're seeing banks now starting to fail. We're seeing the agenda 2030 come into place right now. That's what their goal was, to destroy the economy, get in digital currency, have total control by 2030. Folks, that's only 6.5 years away. Understand that. So this is coming together right now. But our guest tonight, Doug Thornton, been around a long time, involved in a lot of different things. Doug, are you out there, please? Are you there?
Hey, Pastor, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. And for the new listeners, would you mind just give about a two-minute recap of who you are, what you've done, and what you're involved in?
Yeah, sure. So I'm the host of the American Vindictus Show, which is on Global Star Radio. Thank you very much, Todd. Also, we're on Rumble and YouTube and a few other platforms. But I am a Marine Corps veteran. I did two tours of combat duty in Iraq. I went back over again as a defense contractor, we'll leave it at that. And then I worked for the government ever since. I worked for the Department of Justice for a minute, and then I worked for the Department of Homeland Security for 10 years. And the last 4 years of that, I was on a special response team, a special operations team, and we primarily dealt with border operations, terroristic events, high-threat court cases, federal court cases, like stuff was going on with El Chapo Guzman, and then also natural disasters. We responded to quite a bit of those. And then, of course, the BLM Antifa riots of 2020, which is where I played most of my majority time at. So that's what I've done and I've been around. I did bodyguard work for Gary Haven in Haiti when Hurricane Matthew hit. Actually, me and Jamie Walden, I think I was there. I was the first guy on the ground, and then Jamie came right after me. And then also did some security detail work for Steve Quayle down in Peru, and then once again in other places. But I've been around the scene for a little while. You know, I'm good friends with Gary Haven and with Timothy Alberino, who he's on my podcast quite a bit. And we like to talk about aliens, which loves to, you know, stir things up within the crowd, and that's all right. But, yeah, that's a little bit about me. Okay. So, anyways, you were mentioning.
Okay, I'm here, Todd. I'm sorry. I'm here. I don't know what happened, but I just my mic just come back on. It's doing nothing. But anyway, I ask you, can you remind me who Gary Haven is?
Gary Haven is a billionaire philanthropist. So he's the owner of Curves. He helps out with Christian organizations all around the world. Whenever Hurricane Matthew hit, he flew in, gosh, don't get me wrong, but I want to say like 20,000 pounds worth at least or more of food and water. And we were flying in doctors and inserting them into one of the most dangerous parts of Haiti, which Haiti, if no one knows, is probably one of the most dangerous countries in the world.
Yes, it is.
And you know, we were there bringing the glory of God to them and bringing some humanitarian aid. And you know, Gary's a great man. You know, him and Timothy Alberino have paired up, and they've done some travels around the world along with Jamie Walden together. They actually did a TV show that I don't think I can talk too much about, but Timothy is actually working on wrapping all that up. And he's a great guy, man. Loves God, fearless. And, you know, he's one of the few leaders that we have that's out there putting his money where his mouth is, I guess you could say.
Amen.
So praise God that we have men like him. Yeah.
Well, you know, with your background, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you now, Doug?
I'm 35.
Yeah, you're still a young kid, but you've been around a while.
I'm just a pup.
Yeah, you're just a pup. That's right. Yep. I mean, I'm twice your age, but I'm still better looking. But anyway, now we won't from that. thank God for laughter. But anyway, with all that you've seen and all that you've been involved in, I'm sure you know what's happening behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know. I mean, we know these banks didn't fail by accident. I don't believe that at all. And it's amazing that the ones that owns the we'll say the ones that own most of the stock sold it right before it went under. What a strange coincidence.
Yep.
And we know that to be true. And DOJ said they're going to investigate that, which I seriously doubt. It's just like what happened January 6th. Yeah, they got the tapes out. When you think about that, maybe a little ripple, but not much, because the ones in control are the ones who make the decisions, unfortunately. So what do you see happening? I mean, the banks are starting to go under. They're talking about digital currencies. Do you see this really multiplying and spreading very quickly over the next few months or year?
Well, let's talk about January 6th, because when we start talking about banks, I'm going to open up a whole can of worms that I'll talk about quite a bit. When January 6th originally had happened, I was in Fort Worth, Texas, in my office, surrounded by guys on my special response team, and I was talking to our commander that was on the West Coast out in Seattle, and we were all monitoring the situation. And, you know, the funny thing about it is that about 99% of all of us guys on the six different teams that we have across the country are all conservatives, all love Trump. There's only probably a handful of guys who could have cared less. And so as we're watching this whole rally, we're like, yeah, it's awesome. Get out there, man. Tell those guys how much they've screwed up. And, You know, because we've seen Antifa come out there and beat on the doors and do all kinds of horrible stuff. And you know, there was no police response to it. But, you know, knowing that what I know about the federal government, the designated official of the Capitol is Nancy Pelosi. So the designated official is the person who, at the end of every year, because I know that they get their own physical security assessment done every year on their building. And a physical security assessment is where you assess the security posture of a federal building. This is part of what I did for the government. So, you know, she's going to know all the threats. She's going to know all the rumors. She's going to know all the weaknesses to her building and also of her security staff, which is the Capitol Police. And then she'll be given an option of how to further enhance the security of the building, which is one of the reasons why you can't see half the stuff that's on the 42,000 hours worth of video that Tucker Carlson got, which is also kind of, you know, that's kind of bogus. None of it's really that big of important. Maybe a quarter of it is, but the rest of it, they're just stalling. But I was sitting there watching it along with my teammates, and we're all talking to each other. And we got told, hey, man, we may need to fly in on an emergency flight, may have to go hook up the military and fly in and go and help back up the Capitol in case things are going crazy. Because we were getting, and we're talking to our counterparts who were there on the ground at the Capitol, and they were getting, they were finding guns all over the place. I think there was at least six different reports of them finding guns in various areas.
And where did the guns come from? Where did they come from?
It's a lovely question, isn't it? Because one of them was there was a cooler that was filled with like pistols and rifles in the back of some guy's truck. That never came out, but we got told it because that's what we were hearing on the radio. And I'm on the phone with guys listening to their radio, and that's what they're what we call radio traffic is saying. And so we're like, what in the heck's going on? Then you hear that there's at least two pipe bombs that were found. One of them was what was on the same footpath of Kamala Harris and her Secret Service detail. But we don't know where the other one was. So, and you know, there's so many things that are wrong with everything about January 6th. In my personal opinion, and this is Doug's personal opinion, you know, nobody take offense to what I'm saying. What I'm going to give you is what's called advice. My advice, as someone who's carried the gun for the government for 15 years, is if you don't want us to look at you, don't go to a protest with your rifle, your plate carrier, and a helmet. Now, I don't care at all how you dress. I don't care because it's your First Amendment right, and you want to go out and address your grievances to the government? Go ahead, go do it. I don't care. But I'm telling you that I know how the government works. And they're going to pay attention to you if you stick out like a sore thumb. And it's this weird thing within the Patriot movement and the Truther movement where guys will get on all their multicam cool guy gear and they'll go out looking like they want to go and storm Fallujah. And they just sit out there and they protest and they, you know, swear words back and forth and they might get into a fist fight. So don't look like those people. You just want to go and blend in. All right. That's a security thing in my mind. Said be a gray man as much as possible. And protests nowadays are highly violent.
I'll make this comment very quickly. I know that I had Jamie on a few days before after you last month, and he'd be on again tomorrow night. He told me that everything was really quiet until the buses come up, by three of them come in.
That's right.
Loaded with BLM and probably Antifa. That's when all hell broke loose.
That's right. Well, and you know what's interesting is later it comes out, okay? And this is why I say be careful of how you dress, okay? So later it comes out that there are three busloads of Army soldiers from Fort Benning from the Psychological Operations Command. Why are they there?
Ooh, yeah,
and why are they dropped off? And then why are there a bunch of federal agents mixed into the crowd? Okay, guys, as a former Fed, I'm going to tell you, no matter what protest there is, be it a good protest or a bad protest, a leftist or a conservative, you're always going to have agents coming into the crowd to monitor and to observe. And there's been many a times when nothing has happened and our guys walk around and they have a great time, which guess what? That's almost 99% of the time of a MAGA rally Our agents will go out there, and they enjoy it. They love it. Everybody's nice. And it's the times when we're out there with Antifa that it's not lovely, it's not nice, and it's about to turn into a fist fight or shooting. All right, because there's always guns in the crowd with Antifa. Now, I will say this, that there is so much, as we see now, lying going on from the Federal Bureau of Investigation that I think everything that has to do with anyone that was arrested for January 6th should be thrown out, should have been thrown out in the beginning. No one should have been arrested. No one should have been prosecuted. Because, listen, I have arrested I don't know how many people. For 10 years of doing this, I've arrested quite a bit of people. But I have never arrested anybody for trespassing. Okay? The federal government doesn't care about that. Hey, Pastor, get this. Here are me and my guys sitting in Portland defending the ICE building on McAdam Street. And we're inside the building, and Antifa knows it, and they light the building on fire with us in it. You know what we were told? Don't do anything yet. We need the fire to billow a little bit more.
Wait. Now, I want you to repeat that. Folks, listen to this. And by the way, who told you that? Who told you that?
That was our command getting the warning, more or less, from the Attorney General. We've arrested people with weapons, with Molotov cocktails. We've arrested people with firearms. We've arrested people who are throwing large rocks, which could potentially kill an officer if it's struck in the head. And guess what happens? 99% of them, they're released immediately. Prosecutor tells us, which that's the Attorney General tells us, they don't want to do anything about it.
But your building was on fire. And they said, let it go until it gets so bigger.
Yep, this happened multiple times. Our command was sick at their stomach from hearing that. But this was an agreement, more or less, like with whoever it was that they were speaking with. I'm on a lower level. I was the tactical commander at the point in time. So all I did was run the tactical operations.
How'd that fly with your crew? What'd they think when they heard that?
Oh, we just laughed. We just laughed because we had been through so much crap for the year that we had been out there. I mean, our guys... me and one of my other counterparts, we'd already been in Portland for 6 months. That's a deployment overseas. And, you know, every day was something new. There was never a boring day. And when Antifa comes out, they're either cowards and they chant and they may throw a rock or two and try to instigate, or they come out and they try to, you know, destroy the building, and we have to come out and push them back with riot control agents. And then we start effecting arrests immediately. And It would never fail the moment that we would arrest somebody and we would turn them over to the sheriff's department, so put them in the jail. You have ACLU lawyers waiting for them, and they're out probably within an hour or two after being processed, and they're back in the crowd. There were times when we arrested, I think it was at least 20 people in one sitting, and I know me and one of the other supervisors are on the phone with the U.S. Attorney General for Oregon. We're like, hey, man, we got all these people here. This is all the charges. What do you want us to do? Because when we have these charges, federal charges, 18 U.S.C. charges, we call the U.S. Attorney General and say, hey, how do you want us to proceed with these charges? And they're going to be the ones who make the determination. And so it ceased to fail. Let them go. Don't even cite and release. So, you know, we would have...
Somebody's making money at this. Obviously, this is for control and greed. Somebody's got to be doing this for profit, for a lot of reasons, I'm sure. So Antifa and BLM more or less have a free ride with the powers that be.
Well, that's what it seemed like. And I make a big stink about this because as someone who loved law enforcement, and I was more or less forced to get out because of the Biden administration. They didn't like me too much. I think that this is something that is going to go down in the history books, what happened in Portland. Because Portland is a domestic terrorist training ground. We know it. That's not like a scoff or a joke. It is a domestic terrorist training ground. The same people from Portland, from Antifa, Rose City Antifa, go to Syria and train with ISIS. They go to Mexico and train with the cartel. They help move what? Drugs, guns, embezzlement.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and there was a point in time when even Kamala Harris was starting her own fund to be able to bail these people out. And she was running for president. And at this point in time, when she announced this stuff, we had over 200 officers injured during the riot. And now she's the vice president. And so,
well, now, the governor and the mayors of those towns where these people are they in on it also?
Oh, absolutely. It's a lost state. It's a gorgeous state. Portland, Eugene, Salem, they're lost. And what's sad is Portland, Eugene, and Salem are the three big cities. And because they have the biggest population, they control the votes.
Well, that's exactly why there's 13 counties trying to leave going to Idaho. Yeah, right.
That's
Go ahead.
I mean, Oregon is one of the most gorgeous states. That eastern side between Idaho and Oregon, oh, man. I mean, I've never seen elk so big. Because we would drive from Texas into Portland for our operations because we carried so much gear with us. And, man, I stopped one day and I saw an elk, and I told my partner, I was like, if it wasn't illegal, I think I'd try and run out there and stab that thing because this elk was the size of a car. I was like, God, I want that hanging off my wall. But it's a gorgeous state, all right? But it's a reprobate state. You can't take that away. You can't go a mile throughout Oregon and not come across some sort of a haberdashery is what we'd call it in Louisiana, but some sort of a place where they're trying to sell weed or they're, you know, everything I would say that is not what the American Christian family wants is there consolidated within Washington State, and Oregon. But I don't think the people want that, and they're oppressed by them politics.
Well, you know this broadcast,
this
broadcast through ACN covers all the Northwest. I mean, you're talking to people. This program rebroadcasts over the weekend. People listen up all over Oregon and Washington State and into Utah and different places. So you're talking to a lot of people from that area right now. And I think anybody who will listen to this program probably would agree with you. They like it out of there, but sometimes that's easier said than done. I mean, look, California people leaving by the thousands.
Yep.
The only thing I don't like about it is they're bringing their problems into other states and trying to do the same thing there they did in California. Nonetheless, people are getting fed up, and I know a bunch of them like to leave, but it's hard to quit your job and sell your house and get out someplace. You know that.
Absolutely.
So this is a situation. So Oregon and Washington, as folks, he said, is all but going. Back at the break, a lot more to talk about. You have comments or questions? Here we are, 844-769-2944.
Seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistant summer @gmail.com. That's Green with an E at the end, assistant summer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com, or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, again, this we're talking tonight to Doug Thornton, and if you want to call in, making comments, asking questions, you're welcome to do so at 844-769-2944. We're going to discuss something that just happened the other day, and I don't think it was by any means a surprise for the people in the know, so to speak. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about the bank collapse with SVB Bank and Signature Bank, and a bunch of others are hurting financially. And the ones who own most of the stock SVB Bank sold it just a couple of days before the bottom dropped out. They said they're going to investigate that, which I doubt. But understand this. There's something we call Agenda 2030. Oh, we don't call it. They call it that. Agenda 2030, which is 6.5 years from now. They want this world beat into the, I guess you call it, New World Order. And they want total control of everybody's assets. Well, you know, Klaus Schwab said you own nothing and you'll be happy. They want to go to a digital currency worldwide, which means total control of everything that you buy or sell. Total, complete control. Then they can shut off your check with the push of a button. Now, this is all for real, folks. This part of the plan to get the people to panic, to withdraw the money, which does cause bank collapses, by the way. People panic, withdraw the money, bank collapses. But that's what they want. They want to do that so they can come in and be our savior again and save us. Now, after the COVID fiasco, if you're dumb enough to fall for that, then I just have to say you get what you deserve. But it's coming. Now, I want you to share, Doug, from your perspective, what we're seeing financially in this country. I mean, we know the whole world's in debt, but we're in debt so far as a nation. We'll never get out of it. What do you see coming out of this? You there, Doug? I don't hear Doug. Did we lose him, Todd? Did we lose him? I don't hear Doug
Pastor,
at all.
I'm here.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. I'm beginning to think you walked out on us here. But we're so far in debt as a country, we'll never get out of debt. That's impossible. I mean, trillions of dollars are unpayable. And most of the world is in the same boat we are. But this is leading to a collapse of the world economy, not just the U.S. What's going on in finances right now? I know you you study that quite a bit. Tell us what's happening.
I think it's all a culmination of events that's been happening for a while since Bush was in office. I don't know if you remember, but Bush, when Bush was in office, the banks started to fail. And he said that we can never allow this to happen, have to have the American people have to bail out the banks over and over again. And we're seeing a similar system being put in place, but from what I gather from the people who know much more about this than me, but from what I gather with the financial people is that this is going to be worse than, I think, the 1980s, whenever we had a system failure in the banks. And, you know, the way I see this all going is that it has to take place, for one thing, for prophecy people field, and that with Biden wanting to unroll the new digital dollar and the whole world wanting to go digital, is it not a little coincidental that this is happening now during also a time of war, during right before a time when there's going to be a presidential election? So it's a lot of things happen at once, and it's also a very easy way for people to just kind of skip over the news and not get too caught up in it or concerned about it. But I think what's going on now has the potential. Now, I'm not saying I know the future, but I think it has the potential to completely destroy and devalue the petrol dollar. And if that does take place, from what I've gathered so far, if it takes place, for one thing, China will start to confront us militarily, probably in the Pacific and then eventually here at home. All China needs in order to be the superpower of the world is for the petrodollar not to be the number one currency used by the IMF, by the International Monetary Fund.
And by the way, they're trying to unload it right now. They're doing their best to unload the petrodollar. You know that.
It is. They're destroying the dollar. And you know, you have Russia and the BRICS nations who are all feeding the Chinese yuan. So eventually, when China comes to call and says, you know, it's time to pony up. We got more gold than America does. And the IMF goes out and they actually do a test for that. I wonder how much gold really is in Fort Knox compared to how much they have in Beijing. Because Beijing says they got 30,000 tons of it. And then we only have 8,000 tons of it. Years ago, I believe this was in 2011, Beijing tried something like this. And when the inspectors went out there, they had taken several bars and were doing core sampling tests, and it turned out to be gold-plated tungsten. So I don't think that's in play anymore. I think China probably actually does have the gold they need. So you can expect that if that does take place, everything that's happening in Ukraine and Russia is going to get much worse. Now Mexico wants to join the BRICS nation just a day or two after Lindsey Graham says that we should invade Mexico and start targeting the cartel militarily. And also
I'll tell the people, now listen, folks, listen, it's very important. Mexico obviously is on our southern border. Explain to them who the BRICS nations are.
The BRICS Nations Alliance is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and then there's the S stands for another country I don't recall. But you also have India that I believe is going to be joining it, Pakistan, North Korea. There's a bunch of other little bitty countries that are in there that are starting to join the BRICS Nations. And the way the world sits right now is it's almost 50-50, where like half the world has joined the UN and half the world has joined the BRICS nation. And we know that for a fact whenever the whole fiasco of Venezuela happened, because half of the world wanted to intervene, which was NATO forces and the UN, and then half the world sided with Russia and China on supporting Venezuela. So that, to me, should have showed the world where we're at. We're half and half right now. And here's the thing, if Red Dawn ever occurs, okay, then China and Russia are not going to be parachuting into, you know, small town Colorado. China and Russia are going to have to move across the seas with aircraft carriers and they're going to have to bring people here in order to invade us. And the best way to do that is going to be a pincer move. And this can happen in one of two ways. But multiple things will be happening at once. And all this really does rely upon our banking system. Right? Our banking system is the reason why we have friends all over the world. It's because of the petrodollar and our ability to project our military with the money and allocations of assets that we have. But once we lose that...
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to say, with our military, it's been pretty much cleaned out over the last few months, going to Ukraine. And I hate to say this, but our military become, they call it woke. It's full of transgenders and other perverts. I don't think America has the ability to defend itself against anybody, especially if Russia and China team up. It's over for America.
Well, it depends. It depends. If we're talking about nuclear, everybody's in trouble.
That's the whole point.
Yes. I don't think we'll go nuclear because Russia and China need America. You need our industrial complex. You need the ability to grow food. And not only that, but Russia and China are not going to be in a fight with Canada and Mexico. If anything, Canada and Mexico are going to be launching platforms for both countries.
That's the whole point of it. Even if we went into a boots-on-the-ground kind of war, we wouldn't have a chance because China itself outnumbers us a bunch. So I don't see America as any longer a threat as a military nation for a lot of reasons. The biggest reason is the creator of all things, our God, withdrew protection from a country that's forgotten him. That's what it says in Psalms 9:17. So just like Sodom and Gomorrah, I think we're ripe for judgment. But I really hate to say that because I have six grandchildren and a great-grandson here. And I'm doing it. I've been ready for 30 years this month trying to tell people this stuff was coming, and the masses simply will not hear this. But anyway, we'll take a couple phone calls just a second. Hang in there, Jan and Gene. We'll get with you in a minute. But so financially, over the next two to three weeks, do you see more banks failing?
Yeah, and this is my projection. I'll give it to you real quick. If we're not in world war by the end of the summer, I'm going to be shocked. And if we're not in a civil war by the presidential elections, I'm going to be really shocked. And somewhere between then, we're going to be in a depression. We've been in a recession since the mid-2000s. We're going to be in a depression where your ability to then pay your bills and to go to work and buy groceries is all going to be very questionable.
Are you familiar with Dmitry Dudeman?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know his prediction, his prophesied that America will go to war, then Russia would attack, but and other nations too. So I can see it happening. And then we got Marjorie Taylor Greene saying, you know, it's time for the blue and red states to, I guess, start their own, separate. We're seeing these things happen. We see Oregon wanting to leave Oregon. It's 13 counties of Oregon want to separate. We're seeing this happening. This has been done on purpose. They want to divide us. And this is a situation where if we don't stand up and fight, we lose. If we do stand up and fight, we probably lose anyway because they'll come in and take us down. We're fighting each other. This is all part of the plan, and they're doing a very good job at it, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think Americans are so asleep at the wheel that when it does finally happen, everyone's going to be shocked. Oh, I can't believe this actually happened. Like, it's been happening for 20, 30 years. You just now have paid attention to it because you can't watch Super Bowl or you know, Fox News or whatever, you know, show you want to watch. The thing is, honestly, Pastor, is that we have been given over to a reprobate mind of this country. I think that the righteous blood of the innocents have cried out for God. And the eventuality, as you know, just like Nehemiah and Isaiah and all the other Old Testament prophets said, if you don't change your ways, God is going to hit you in the face. Well,
I agree.
Get ready. It's going to happen.
The swing's already started.
And I just hope, I just hope it doesn't turn out as bad as some of the other places, but name me a country in the biblical times that is worse than America.
There have been none.
I mean,
there have been none. The future of America is written in Revelation 18. But
yes,
anyway.
Sir. I truly do think so. I think we are Babylon.
I do, too. I know people disagree with that, but that's okay. We all have our own opinions, I reckon. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
The northern border is just as porous as the southern border, and they're already starting to talk about how many people are coming down through the northern border.
That's right.
As well as the southern border.
That's right.
And then today, Iran has put its military on high alert. Azerbaijan and Armenia, one of them's moving heavy military stuff to that border, and the other side's getting ready to go. Israel has their jets in the air. Their IDF chief has been at their headquarters for 24 hours straight, and some people are saying Israel is getting ready to hit Iran's... They're saying they have been attacking Iran's nuclear stuff already in other means, but they are now saying that in 24 hours, they are going to physically attack Iran's nuclear arsenal.
Who knows what that could lead to? Any comments on that, Doug?
There's something that very few people don't know about. It's called Operation Nitro Zeus. And if this ever takes place, then what it's going to be is a huge military mission from the American Special Operations Command is going to sweep in and try to decimate Iran's forces and the nuclear centrifuges. And the way that this has been gained is that it's going to be an 80% loss of men. So I hope it doesn't happen.
80% loss of men on our side?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and yep. do we really believe that Russia wouldn't join in because Iran is one of their partners? Anyway, folks, that's suicide. Go ahead, Jan.
Today, two Russian jets took down one of America's Reaper drones over the Black Sea without firing a shot.
Yep.
And they are already there and recovering it. Putin was quoted as saying that Russia is in the fight for its life. And he also has been quoted previously saying that when Russia is in the fight for its life, they will go nuclear.
Yep, he did. I think we're very close. And good call, Jan. Anything else?
I think that's it, Pastor. That's just in the last few hours.
All right, honey. I'll talk to you. I'll see you Saturday in Bible study. See you there. All right, let's go next. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Is she going?
Let's remember all our brothers and sisters in prayer, and Marcia Jean particularly.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. He does need it. Thank you. I just go to Ohio and talk to Jean. Jean, welcome. Come on in.
Thank you for taking my call, Pastor.
You're welcome.
Butch, and hello to Doug. I got a question for you, and it has to do with Chuck Schumer and Tucker Carlson. Chuck Schumer made the statement that he thought there should be a law against people like him showing videos and bringing out stories. Now, this is America, and to me, that has to do with freedom of the press and the information of someone like Ernie Powell in the front line showing another side to an issue. If we start allowing this to happen, we're done. We'll only hear one side of an issue, and that just isn't American to me.
No, it's not. You know what's really sad, though? What's really sad, Gene, we're getting pretty much that way right now. It's very hard for people to get any major media outlets. I mean, here we are on this whole radio program talking about it, but you'll never get an ABC, CBS, or CNN. Don't ever cover this kind of topic. Never.
That's why people need to talk to each other about the issues, especially about this one that the president wants to pass and invade our privacy with regard to our money. That's none of his business or the government's. They already have the IRS. What else do they need? A magnifying glass to follow us around?
Well, I actually,
you know,
yes.
I'm not a violent guy, but I'm...
When you get the
I
digital currency...
I don't like that.
Well, no, I don't either. But when they get the digital currency, which they will, our anything private as far as finances goes is over for us. You know that.
Yes. like for Doug to expand on that. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Carl Gene. Appreciate it. Doug, go ahead and expand if you want to a little bit.
Well, Gene, thanks for calling in. So the whole thing with Chuck Schumer and Tucker Carlson is atrocious. Chuck Schumer is a horrific person, and that man should never be in any type of power stance. But, you know, what he's talking about is a national security level event of exposing places where you have high-ranking government officials will go in and out of doors, and that could potentially be a security threat to their movement within the Capitol. And that's complete BS, because the Capitol every day has groups of people that tour the entire place where people walk right past these doors. And, you know, they're non-disclosed, so you won't know what they are when you walk by. But it's just BS for him to try and grandstand for the fact that we were lied to, obviously, that if the Democrats were talking, they're lying. We were lied to, and they're trying to cover up their tracks before the American people can really get going, because they don't want to lose this next election. And because of that, watch out for the false flag. Every time the Democrats get in trouble, or the Republicans, something bad happens. So don't be surprised when it does.
Amen. I totally agree. And war is something that will get everybody's mind off everything, even the economy. I mean, we're going to war, so we got to you know, root for our side and buy the Chinese flags and wave them in the air and say we're pro-American. And folks, I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad. I'm just telling the truth. That's what we've done in the past. We are easily controlled that way. Let's go to Jim in Georgia. Jim, come on in. Welcome.
Listen, I want to point out two or three things here. This business of don't think that Mr. Putin is our friend. He's not fighting the New World Order as we understand it. He's fighting against the Western elite because he wants to bring about his New World Order under his goal, and the Chinese are right in there with him. Secondly, this business of him preaching against the LGBTQRS LMNOP stuff and transgenderism and all that, he's just playing the conservatives because he knows that we're listening to him, okay? He's telling us what we want to hear. And then the last thing is this business of saying he'll defend Christianity. You don't really think that in the Soviet Union they would make a true Christian a colonel in the KGB, do you? Okay?
not unless you repented.
This guy, Putin, is playing us. That's what he's doing. And I'd like for you guests to comment on that, if you would, please. And I'll hang up
good.
And listen.
Thank you, Jim.
Right.
You know, I agree with Jim, the fact that unless this man was converted, KGB are not nice people. What's your opinion on that?
The whole world is a stage, and everything that you hear is propaganda, especially if it comes from Russia, especially if it comes from America, especially if it comes from Ukraine. Everybody wants you to think they're the good guy. Everybody wants you to think they're the hero. But I ain't seen any of these leaders proclaiming the blood of Jesus upon anything or trying to de-escalate. I do agree with the caller. You know, what Russia wants is for Russia's world domination. We want to continue our world domination, and China wants to dominate all of us. All right? What everyone needs to understand is all these burgeoning countries with the wars and rumors of wars, the famines in diverse places, the earthquakes in diverse places, the pestilence, you know, ethnos versus ethnos, kingdom versus kingdom, all of this is going to happen.
All yes, it is. Yes,
it has to. Jesus, the Master, said it has to happen, but the end's not yet. And I think all this leads to the abomination of desolation. I think everything that's being led up right now is the infrastructure of the Antichrist has to be created, which means the old infrastructure, the way the world was created and held together, has to be torn down or surrogate replaced in order for the Antichrist to come. And I think we have so many Christians nowadays who want to run around and get a Trump flag and wave it around, and then they want to demean everything that Ron DeSantis does, and they get so caught up in that politicalness that they forget that prophecy is being fulfilled before your very eyes, and you were worried about the second coming of Trump and not the second coming of Christ. The Antichrist will be here first. You are going to be oppressed. Yeah, you are going to be oppressed.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened.
Well, we're turned into hell. That's what the Bible tells us. We got two more calls. Got to hurry real quick. Let's go to Doug in Kentucky. Doug, come on in. Got about 1 minute. Come on in.
Yeah, I'll make a quick comment, Pastor, and I'll hang up and listen to you there. There's an operation in the Bible I think we all forget. It's just repent, fear God once again, keep his commandments once again. And we're either going to fall down on our knees before the destruction hits us, or afterward, it's going to be much worse. There's going to be crying and repentance, and we're going to
wish that
we had already done this. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good, very good call, right on the money. Absolutely, folks. There comes a time when the nation's reprobate and America is reprobate. Individually, we're not. So you better think about that. All right, let's go next to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch and Doug. China just brokered a peace deal between Saudi Arabia and Iran. And they're taking over our American influence in the Middle East, and that could be doomed for a petrodollar. And if any kind of war breaks out with Iran, the first thing they're going to do is shut the Strait of Hormuz, for one-third of the oil goes in and out every day. Going to bankrupt the whole world. But,
that's true. That would cripple the world. That would. Yes. Anything else?
First time the abomination of desolation is mentioned in the book of Daniel is in Daniel chapter 8. Right, the same chapter has the ram and eagle conflict, which I believe is the ram is Media Persia, Iraq, and Iran. The eagle comes from the west over the face of the whole earth, will not touch the ground. There's only two ways you can't touch the ground. The big ships that go through the water, and the jets go through the sky. America is the eagle. And after the war and the financial collapse, the little horn in Daniel 8, verse 9, waxed exceeding great towards the south, towards the east, and towards the pleasant land or the holy land. Doug's right. This is all leading up to the abomination of desolation.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Bruce. Thank you. We're down about the last 45 seconds, Doug. What do you want to say in closing?
Hey, listen, this is what I want to tell everybody. You need to be trained up, physically prepared, for what's going to be happening. That means your heart. So get up off your couch, go and walk for at least an hour a day. Do push-ups and squats. They're free. You don't have to have a gym membership for those three things. Start eating healthy now. Take care of your body and be prepared for what's coming spiritually as well.
Amen. Thank you, Doug Thornton. I'll be in touch. You keep in touch also. And if you don't mind, send me that phone number if you don't care. You promise me, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, Doug. Folks, we love you. We'll see you tomorrow night with our guest, Jamie Walton. You don't want to miss that. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.